The Chumash has a din of Keren. Keren pays Chatzin Nezik Migufa the first three times, and from the fourth time on, they pay Nezik Shal Minho Aliyah. And the Gemara had a Machloikis on Daf Tezvava Meralov, Machloikis Amoroim, where the Chatzin Nezik is Maman Aknas. I used to have a student in my shiur, used to sit over here, and whenever I would ask what's the din, he would always say it's a Machloikis. He's right. He's always right. It's always machlekes. But the things that I would ask, then I would ask machlekes who and who. He knew tanoim, amaroim, rishayim, achrayim. You gotta know who. So this is machlekes amaroim. What the chatz nesik is mama naknas. So then the gemara says on amid base tezvav amid base that now that we have paskin lahalacha v'hashta diamrit. Now that we assume palganisko knasa, so therefore the death. Number one, the definition of Karen changes. In the beginning of the Masechta, the beginning of the Perek, we were assuming that the definition of Karen is Kavanasa Lahazik. Now the Gemara comes out that it doesn't have to be Kavanasa Lahazik. Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. Definition of Karen is if it's Mishunah. If you hold Palganiska Mamaino, then it's not Mishunah. Then Stam Shom Alabaches Kashimakami. You can't put anything past the shore. It's normal for a shor to have kavanasa lahazik, and we don't pass like that. We pass for human beings to do. A human being is kavanasa lahazik. He can be malicious. Behemoth, that's mishunah. So any animal that's kavanasa lahazik is mishunah. So that's why it's palganiska knasa. You weren't really obligated to watch. It's not really mamodchash mirasan alacha. It's not your responsibility to watch the behemoth. Then it shouldn't be kavanasa lahazik. That's crazy. So that's the definition of Karen. The definition of Karen is no longer Kavanasa. The definition is Mishunah. So whenever it's Kavanasa Lahazik, that's going to be Mishunah. But sometimes it's not Kavanasa Lahazik and it's still Mishunah. So the Gemara says, Haikal B'docha Limre, Mishunah, Docha Tanigad, Mishunah, V'loi Magvinim B'Bovel. You can't collect it B'Bovel, but in Eretz Yisrael you can't collect it. So Tosis points out, Dima Mascha V'Hashto, Dafka lemandam paganiska knasa, lemandam paganiska mamayna, lemchayev klal. Whenever it's mishunah, you don't pay at all. If you hold paganiska knasa, so that is the definition of karen. Karen means whenever it's mishunah. If you hold paganiska mamayna, means that it's not mishunah. It's kavanasa lahazik. But if an animal does something that's wacky, mishunah, then there's no mocker in the chumash that the bala payment is chayev at all. That's what Tosis points out. Okay, so that's a big change. Hashta diyama. Now that we pass in Palganiska Knossa, so the whole world changes. The whole definition of Karen changes. And you can't collect it in Bavel. Why not? Because in Bavel there's no smicha, Rashi says. So how have you done anything in Bavel? So the Gemara says in Perek HaChovel, the things that can be done in Bavel, even though they didn't have smicha, is based on Shlichosai Kuavdina. The Rabbanim in Bavel act as the Shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rishonim ask, what about Bezmana said that no Rabbanim have smicha even in Eretz Yisrael? There are no smuchim around today. So the Rishonim answer, Shlichosai the Kamoy Kuavdina. We are the Shluchim of the people who had smicha 1500 years ago. Aye, but if the Mashalech dies, how can the Shliach keep on functioning? So we explain that it's not really to be understood literally. It's not really Shlichas. What it means is, the Ramban, quoted by the Ran and the Chidush Ramban, beginning of Sanhedrin, and the Chasam Sefer explains this, that there are two dinim by Smuchim. There's a din, there's an Issa to go to Hedyotis. There's an Issa to go to Hedyotis. Hedyotis means one who doesn't have smicha. It could be the biggest Tamachachem, but he doesn't. A Vilna Gaon is called a Hedyot, even though he knew everything, because he didn't have smicha. So there's an Issa to go to Hedyotis, and there's a Psul, one who goes to a Bezna Vel Hedyotis, and a Bezna is Pasul. So the Ramban suggests that maybe the Psul is a function of the Issa. So once the smuchim are moichel on the kavod, then there's no iser. So once there's no iser, maybe there's no psul. That's how you can explain shlichosai working min haTorah. We said the Ramban, we said the Rashbo and Yevamah says shlichosai only works mid the Rabbanah. It only works in Dini Mominus, and he disagrees with Tosef, because Tosef there says, the Gemara says that ger tzarech shloisha. When you mekabel a ger, you need a bezna of three to supervise the geirus. So Tosfos assumes that smicha is a din in bezin. So the bezin for geirus has to have shlosha smuchim. So how can it be made mekabel geir mizmanas and nobody has any smicha? So Tosfos answers shlicha saiko avdina. So what do you mean? The ger is Jewish midirabbana, and Atari is a goy in midirabbana. He's Jewish. Very far fetched. Very, very hard to believe that that's the case. Tosfos has one opinion like that in Ksubas and Daf Yud Aleph and Manalim. The Gemara says ger katan matbilim also adas bezin. If parents, Jewish couple, doesn't have children, so they want to adopt a non-Jewish baby, so they can convert a little infant. Because we assume that it's a schus. So Tosfos says there are two girsas in the Gemara in Perek Ezel Nesha, where the zochin on behalf of a katan works men atorah are only midirabbanan. Why should it only work midirabbanan? The katan is Jewish, because maybe schia mitam shlichas. That's how Tosfos holds. Schia is mitam shlichas, and then shlichas le katan. So the fact that the hadinah schia mitam shlichas, the Gemara says are akum. On behalf of a nochri cannot have a shliach act on his behalf. So therefore, a nochri cannot have anybody do zochin lodim shlebefonim on his behalf. Let's say I want to give him a tana to my non-Jewish super, and he happens not to be here. So I give you the matana, you should be kind of the matana for the super. So the Gemara says that it doesn't work. There's no dinam zochin on behalf of a nochri, or a nochri cannot do zochin on behalf of a Jew. No din of zochin, because there's no shlichus la'akum. So the Gemara seems to be equating the two, that schia is a branch of shlichus. Shlichus, if you're not sure whether the person wants it or not, so he has to appoint a shliach. And when it's obvious, it's an umdat and muchat that he would certainly want it, it's a schus, then we assume that I have the ability to function as his shliach, even though he never appointed me as a shliach. There never was any meaning shlichus. A katan, who can't have any shlichas acting, can't have a shlich acting on his behalf. So he can't have zachen le'adam shloi b'fanav either. Can't have zachen le'adam shloi b'fanav either. So but the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Bava Basra, there's one Tana holds like that. There's only zchi on behalf of a gadol, there's no zchi on behalf of a katan. One Tana holds for a kid, there's only zchi on behalf of a katan, there's no zchi on behalf of a gadol. How do you explain that? So the pashtus is that Tana holds that zochin lodim shloi b'fanav is only a takana de rabbanon. They only made a takana de rabbanon on behalf of a katan who can't make kinyanim on his own, but on behalf of a gadol, let him make the kinyan on his own. So there's no need for the takana. But we don't paskan like those two opinions. The two tanoim, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shuan, they're three shitas. Because Gemara said the two versions, what the machlokes ha-tanoim was in the later generations. That was at a time that it was also to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh. So if it's a few generations later, so they remembered there was machlokes Bisham and Bisil, but they didn't remember what Bishamai said and what Bisil said. They didn't remember what Rabbi Lezer said, what Rabbi Shua said. They knew that there was some kind of machlokes, but there were two versions what the machlokes is. Now everything is hakel b'ksav, everything is written down today. So nothing is forgotten. Just have to remember where to find it. Okay, you have to remember how to find it on the internet. Okay, but everything is written down today. So there are two Tanoim, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shimon, there are three Shitas. One Shita is only Zochin on behalf of a Kotten, one opinion only Zochin on behalf of a Gadol. And then the third opinion, that's how we pass on Zochin Bein Le Kotten, Bein Le Gadol. So Zochin Le Gadol, we assume, is their Raisa. Not like the one Tana holds that Tzchi is only made the Rabbanon, and they only made a Takon on behalf of Ktanim, who can't make the Kinyonim on their own. There's no need to make a Takon of Gdolim, so they never made a Takon. We assume that Zochin Dodim Shlevifonim is a Din Der Raisa. That's the question. Where is the pasuk? So that's a question. When you learn the second parak in Kedushin, or Baruch Be'er shows that there's a problem. When you learn the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, there's going to be a problem. Where is the makkah for the institution of zochin le'adam shloi b'fanav? But we assume that it's a din deraisa. So zochin on behalf of a katan, that's a machlokes. But it's deraisa derabban. So Tosfos says, but you have ger katan, not bila mosa adas bezin. You convert the non-Jewish baby, and that's based on zochin le'adam shloi b'fanav. So Tosfos has one suggestion: maybe he's really a goy min ha-Torah, maybe he's only Jewish min derabbanan. There is such a thing. So Tosfos says there is such a thing, and the non-Jewish girl who's Jewish min derabbanan is allowed to marry a Jew. On the level of the raisa, he's marrying a non-Jewish girl. on the level of Rabbanu, she's Jewish. So Tosfos says, yeah, this Gemara goes with that sheet. So machlokes in the Gemara in Yevamos, even though the maskanas are Gemara, maskanas are Babli, is ein karach b'yad chachamim, l'akadav men ha-Torah. They don't have the ability to be akadav men ha-Torah, b'kum li'aseh, but this Gemara in Ksubis, the Afyan Aleph, goes with the Shita, the yesh karach b'yad chachamim, l'akadav men ha-Torah. It's very difficult. How can it be? There is no such. The Yerushalmi holds like that. The maskana in the Yerushalmi is that yesh karach l'akar afilu b'kum li'aseh. But the Babli holds not so. So what do you mean? The whole Gemara in Ksubas goes like that. So that's what Tosfos and Yevamos raises the question. How can we be Mekabel Ger Mizman Hazeh? Ger Tzor Shloish, you need a Bezdin. If you need a Bezdin, so Pashtus is in any three Smuchim. Smicha is a din, a requirement for the members of the Bezdin. So the Rashba says the whole thing is wrong. The Rashba holds that Shlichosai is only a Takana B'Derabbanan. It's a way of dressing up the Takana B'Derabbanan. Takana is that if you're not smuchim, hefke bezna hefke. So the Rabbanim years ago made a takana that the hadyetis can, a dintur done by hadyetis is a valid dintur. What right do they have to make such a takana? Hefke bezna hefke. They can't make such a takana in Issa the Heter. By Geirus, so how does it work by Geirus? So the Rashba says the whole kasha is a mistake. Who says that you need shloshin smuchim? Rashba apparently thinks that the din of smicha is only a din of paskening shilas. One who doesn't have smicha, his psak is not called the psak. It's like a person looks up in on the internet. Any ignoramus can look on the internet and it says, the Mishnah Berurah says this. So the ignoramus is giving a psak. He says, look in the Mishnah Berurah. It says mutter, it says also, whatever. So a person that doesn't have smicha is just like maramakum uloch. He's just giving you a maramak. The Mishnah, the Minchas Chinuch a lot of times has like that. When the Minchas Chinuch discusses each one of the mitzvahs, so he says, he raises an issue. He says, look in the Shagas Harim, look in this one, look in that one, the Ktsois, and then the Sivis. And then he says, I'm not going to give my opinion, just maramakum ani uloch. I'm just giving you the maramakimus. Way to look it up. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. That if a person doesn't have smicha, according to this other shita, not according to Taisa, according to the shita, that smicha is a din in paskening, it's not a din in bezdin, there is no din that members of a bezdin need smicha. If the bezdin's going to pasken, so to pasken you need smicha. Why do you need smicha? If the person doesn't have smicha, he's a hedyo, so whatever he says, just mar makam anilach. He's just telling you like one who looks on the internet, like the Minchas Chinuch tells you, look in the Shagazari, look over here, look in the Shach. Look in the Ktzayis. It's Mar Mokam Anilach. So how do we function Bizman Hazeh? How does any Bezin function Bizman Hazeh? The Gemara says later on, in Perek HaChayvel, but the Dinam function today because Shlichu Sayako Abdinam. The Gemara, Bizman HaGemara, there was still Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. So Shlichu Sayako of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman Hazeh, there are no Smuchim anywhere in the world. So we say Shluch Hasad Kamoi Kavdina. We are the Shluchim of the original Rabban. Whether it works Menatorim or the Rabbanan, okay, that's the Shad. So the Gemara has a restriction. The Gemara says there in Hachayvah, you only say Shluch Hasayu if it's a Milsa, the Shchicha, the Izbe, Chisar, and Kis. If it's an issue that comes up on a regular basis, collecting a Ksuba or Halvois, Haidois, Mahalvois. But if it's a milsa de lo shchicha or a milsa de leis bechisar and kis, so then you don't say shlichosai. So by knas, by definition, it's milsa de leis bechisar and kis. And even if there is a chisar and kis by palganiska, but it's not my fault. It's not. It wasn't my responsibility. So the chatzi nezik that he pays is not yosem imasha hizik, but it's yosem imasha hoyt sarach liyis mukhiyav l'shalim. He really should have not been chayav to pay a penny. So it's always considered, Knas is always considered. There's no Shlichasayel on Knas. Always considered Milsa Deleis Bechisar and Kis. That's the only reason why. Maybe there's even a stronger reason. So we had the Hagos Agro and the Afayin Dalet that by Knas, Afilu Bebalot Seisidei Shemaim, you don't gain anything by paying on your own. That was the Hagos Agro and Afayin Dalet and Beis. He shows HaGemara and he shows HaYerushalmi like that. HaBavli with HaYerushalmi, they both agree the same thing. By Knas, it's an Oynish and it doesn't make sense. A self-imposed Oynish is not called an Oynish. It has to be imposed by the Bezin. Once the Bezin paskens that you have to pay, You don't have to refuse to pay. They don't have to beat you up until they take the money out of your pocket. Once they say you have to pay, you can make out a check in a peaceful fashion also. That's called a, that's not called a self-imposed ownership. As long as Bezin gives a psak. Because man, the issue wasn't brought up by Bezin. Bezin didn't give a psak. So then you say, afilu bavalotz sidei shamayim, it doesn't make sense to pay the knas. And maybe that's a bigger and a better reason. Why the Gemara in the beginning of Achayvul says you don't say shlichusayu unless it's milsa d'shchicha v'is bechisonkis. So we explain every knas by definition is yosim imashi izik, so zleis bechisonkis. Could be it's even a stronger reason why, because by knas if there's no psak bezin, so the afilu bevalos is zleis shemaim. You're not accomplishing anything by paying the money. So the Gemara says that now that it's a knas leim agminim bevalos because you don't have smuchim. Then the Gemara said, he taught us Leimav Kinimene, but if he grabs, Leimav Kinimene. So the Rosh quoted, who, the Rosh said his own, or the Rosh quoted a Raivin, I forgot already. Rosh said it's on his own. He taught us Leimav Kinimene is based on the Gemara later. Where was it in Perek HaMeniach? Whether Ovid Inish Dinel and Avshe or not. So what was the Maskonas HaGemara? Ovid Inish Dinel Avshe means someone stole my automobile and he parked it in his garage. So the Shad is, do I have to call up the Bezin and bring him to a dentor? I can go on my own. I'll take a hammer, I'll break down the door, I'll smash the door, and I'll make hezek to the other guy. I'll break down his fence around his backyard, break down the door to the garage, and I'll take my automobile. So the Gemara comes to the Maskana, you're not allowed to do that. Unless, the Gemara says, unless in a situation where there's going to be pseido. If two shutvim use a well, the shutvis, every other day Reuben uses, every other day Shimon uses. What daf you said? Chavches? Chavzayin on the base, Chavches and Menalo. So the Gemara says, if you have a well, and every other day I use, every other day you use, and then you're using the well on my day, so if I'm going to call up the Bez, until they're going to send the policeman, so he's going to use up all the water, so it's going to be a hefset. So b'mokam pseido, then you say, Ovid in ishdil anapshe. What's another case of b'mokam pseido? Lafrusha me'isura. The Gemara says, an Eved, Ivri, is yotze l'cheris, an yam kippa shal yoivo, at the end of Sheish, whichever it is. Either the end of Sheish, whichever comes first. So the Eved Ivri has his girlfriend. He has a Shivcha Knainis that he lives with. And he wants to stay on there. So once he's Yotze L'Chera, so he's also B'Shivcha Knainis. And he's still living with his Shivcha Knainis. So then the Gemara says, you're allowed to beat him up. What hat do you have to beat him up? Ovid Inish Dina Nafshei. That's Ovid Inish. Ovid Inish Nafshei means I have a right to take my automobile. What right do I have to break down your fence and to break down your door? So the Takal Yipaskan, I'm not allowed to. But let's say if you're stealing my water, and then I'm allowed to beat you up. What's the heta for me to beat you up? Or over here, what's the heta for me to beat up the Eved Ivri, who's still living with the Shivcha Knainis? So the Gemara explains it like this. I don't know, I would have not noticed it. But the Shach points it out. The Shach wrote a sefer, Talk for Koyin. Shach happened to have been a Koyin. Sifsi Koyin. He happened to have been a Koyin. I think this Mav is also a Koyin, no? I think that's why Choshim Mishnah is called Teres Kohanim. Because the two commentaries on the inside and on the outside, the Mav is on the inside, where Rashi is, and the Shach is on the outside. So the two commentaries are both Kohanim. That's why Orechaim is called Megini Eretz. Why is it called Megini Eretz? Because you have the two commentaries, is the Taz. The real name of the Taz is the Magen David and the Magen Avram. So the two Meginim. So that's called Arachaim. Usually on the first page it says Shulchan Aruch, Arachaim, Megini Eretz. A nickname, Megini Eretz. And the Choshim Mishpat is called Toras Kohanim. It's not Chumash Vayikra, it's Toras Kohanim. There's a reason why, because all the Dinim of Karbonis. But the Choshim Mishpat is called Toras Kohanim because the two commentaries. It's Ma and the Shach are both Kohanim. So I wouldn't have noticed it, but the Shach in the Talk for Kohen points it out that the Gemara says, Nasis Yodek is Shliach Bezdin. The Shliach Bezdin, there's a Gemara in Eile Megalchen, in the third parak in Ma'ikot. The Gemara said the Shliach Bezdin has a heter, if need be, he has a heter to beat people up. They learn it out from the Psukim in Ezra. Ezra came back in the beginning of the Tkufas by Sheni, and so many Jews were intermarried. So he says, Va'akem, I would hit them, Va'kalalem, I was cursing them. And he would burn their property, and he would destroy their property. He would steal things from them. He pressured the people to divorce their non-Jewish wives, and he did a good job. So the Gemara says these are all mutaf, these are isurim, to hit people and to steal and to aggravate people. But the Shlech Bezna has a heter. So the Gemara has a lotion over here. Ovid inish dil afshei. The word is nasis yadik Shlech Bezna. It's muta. I'm allowed to break down the fence. I'm allowed to punch the person. I'm allowed to beat him up. He's still living with the nachris, because nasis yadik shlech bezin. Shlech bezin has these atir. That's why it's muta. So that's what the rush on our daf on Tezvav and Bey says. Why is he tough as lemav kinimene? Because it's ika pseida.
Is there an extent, like how much person, like you can destroy like all of their property because they stole some water from your well?
Has to be within reason. Has to be very much within reason.
And now you also get to choose the reasoning, like the level of reason, above, like as the Shliach of Beis Din. It seems you're giving a lot of power to everybody, even though like not everybody's gonna have the same standard of what they consider reasonable.
So then you can have a whole din Torah later on. You can sue the Shliach Bezin. You can sue the guy who broke down your door and everything. If he made too much of a damage, and if he could have easily asked you, please give me back my car, if he didn't even try, so then he's held responsible. Shlech Bezin also only has a head to beat people up and to be mazik and so on, and to curse and everything, if it's necessary. If it's not necessary, not. So it's nasis yadik shlech bezin. So if you say like that, nasis yadik shlech bezin, then we understand. How is the shach to say tfisa by knas? There was no hamara b'din. Because of hamara b'din, you don't accomplish anything. The shach asked that kasha. So the shach answers, because ovid inish dil nafshei is considered nasis yadik shliach bezin. He's not grabbing b'toras denizik. He's grabbing b'toras shliach bezin. Nasis yadik shliach bezin. So the shliach bezin is considered as if the bezin authorized it. So then it's considered an onish, not a self-imposed onish.
Sounds like the Rosh is saying that in a Torah you actually are chayiv to pay, and we just don't have a means by which to force you to pay. So to meet that rice and chayiv el shein lo dayin, the bavel shi yichafen etain lo.
Yeah,
no, yeah. In a Torah you actually are chayiv. It sounds like really the Gemara thing worked, and you really are chayiv. Ella, there's no way for the Bat Dinim to force you in bavel.
There's no Bat Dinim, there's no Smuchim, so there was no Bezdin.
But
in a Torah, he has the right to be to Dinizik, has the right to be Taver, me to a Din Torah. But there's no Bezdin that can take care of it in Bavel. And Eretzel, they still had Smuchim. So the Gemara says, if it's within reason, let's say I have a Din Torah with you over a piece of candy that cost a nickel, and there's no Bezdin in America, so I'll say, I'm going to be Mazmir to a Din Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to spend $15,000 on transportation on a deter for a quarter for a nickel. That's not reasonable. But if the guy's going to Eretz Yisrael anyway, the Gemara says Vitover the Iomar. If the Nizik said Kaveli Zimna Dazilna Dazlina Lared Yisrael Kavina Le Yukaveizman, if it's within reason, if it's a significant amount of money, and the travel expenses to Eretz Yisrael are not that great, and the guy is anyway going to Eretz Yisrael, so then you can insist to go to Eretz Yisrael. But in Kolzman you're in Bavel. So there's no smuchim. If someone would have smicha from Eretz Yisrael and go to Bavel, that would be fine. He can function as a bezdin in Bavel. That's a Mishnah that Makkos bezdin is noig even din in the fashis is noig b'chutz lorts also. If the people got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, so when they come to chutz lorts, the smicha is still valid. Doesn't evaporate. Doesn't disappear into thin air. The smicha is still valid. But they hardly had it. They didn't have any smuchim. So he tough is like Mapkinimene because it's considered Shliach Bezin. Yeah, he is Chayiv the Knas, but he can only make him pay the Knas, I'll be Bezin. So there is no Bezin Smuchim. So you don't get to first base. He tough is like Mapkinimene because he functions as the Shliach Bezin. Right? To be Kevea is man to go there, it's Yisrael. So we say, why does he have a right Why do you say Ovid Inish Dinil Anafshe? Why do you say Nasus Yodikus Shliach Bezen? Because it's the Gemara says whenever there's going to be a pseida, he's going to use up my water every other day. I use the water every other day. He uses the water. The guy's going to use up my water. Going to be pseida. Over here we said that you only say Shlichasai and most of the Shlichah is Bechin Zarekis. So there's no Shlichasai on Knas because it's Yosem Imasha Izik. So there is no Chisar and Kis. But on the one hand, we say there's no Shlichasai because no Chisar and Kis. On the other hand, we say it's Makam Pseida. Why is it a Makam Pseida? Because the Nizik has a right to be Tavera Mazik to the Dintar. It's just that there's no Bezen Smuchem available in Chutzalaret. But it is considered Makam Pseida. Because he is a lemaisa, he is entitled to collect the knas moment.
The Rambam, the end of the second parak in Geirushin says you can hit the baal to get a get. Actually, I mean, rosar. That doesn't sound like you mean ma'anis someone for anything as long as they're doing an aveira to get them to do mitzvahs. Why do you need a heter shliach bezdin?
Yeah.
If the Rambam says you can beat people up in order to get them to do mitzvah, so why do you daft me initially up
better? The Gemara says that also. The Gemara says in Gittin that Abai saw Rav Yosef was ma'asa agitin. He was sometimes forcing husbands to give a get to their wives. The Mishnah Ksuba says when the Bezna has the right to force. So he said, but you don't have smicha. Yes, Rav Yosef, you don't have smicha. What right do you have to force the husband? So he said, Shlichusai Kabdinan. He needs Shlichusai to be Kaifa also.
But the Rambam says you can even get Goyim to do it.
The Bezdin can get Goyim to do it, right?
There's no Shlichus by Goyim.
No, but you don't need Shlichus. That's, I need a gun. I need a nightstick to hit the guy. So the Nochri is the nightstick. I get a Nochri to beat up the husband. I don't have to appoint, the Bezdin doesn't have to appoint. Like we said, Shlichusai is not to be taken literally. Shlichusai means the Rabbanim who have Smicha were Moichel on the covered. So therefore they have a right to ask a Nachri to beat the fellow up. Yeah. The Gemara says that Isur Yagitin is based on Shlichusayim. That was the question. How's the Rashba going to deal with that? The Rashba holds that Shlichusayim only works with the Rabbanon because of Hefke Bezna Hefke. It doesn't work in Isur Veheta by Geris. How does it work by Isur Yagitin? If you're Ma'asa Yagitin, Shalekid Din, so they all get this puzzle. So we raised the issue last week. I don't know. We've got to look into that Gemara again. So this is the Gemara. So the bottom Tosfos Tezvav and Beis.
On the last point about like hiring a goy to be, does that mean that there's a difference between hiring a goy versus the goy doing it on his own? Like what he knows about the halachos of like
it's no good.
And like and he wants to do it himself, so yeah. That wouldn't work. But if
wouldn't work,
tells him to go, then it would be fine.
Right. If the Nochri forces the Jewish husband to give a get on his own, the Bezdin didn't authorize him to. He does it on his own. Then the Gemara says the get is possible mid the Rabbanan. Menatar it's good because the husband was supposed to give the get. But mid the Rabbanan, the get is possible. Correct. So the bottom Tosfos here quotes the Rabbi Natan that. So that's what you raised in Usha. The guy can grab the whole Hezek is $100 and the Chatzin Hezek is $50. God's going to grab all the other fellows' jewelry, thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. That's not reasonable. So Rabbi Natan restricts it. Only if he grabs the Kelev or the Shun Rekoma. Because otherwise, Tosfos said, the Mazik Kikilu Chachom Shiuch Alahachzik Boy. The Rabbi Natan seems to hold that Itofis Lemav Kimine is a Takana de Rabbanon. The way the Rosh presented it, the way the Rosh explained it, it sounds like it's a Din Daraisa. Ovid in the Zilan Avshe, Hechadik Epseide, that Nasis Yadik Ishlech Bezen. The way the Rosh explained sounds like it's a real Din Daraisa. And the Rabbi Natan seems to disagree. It's only with the Rabbanon. Hekilo Chachomim, Shiyucha Lahachzik Boy im Lekocha Bishasa Hezik. Two restrictions. Only Bishasa Hezik, Avamidi Achrini Loy. Why? Di bechol dov sheet for slam up kidimina, you have a detail, your mana mach is a colour shell dog. And will I not see me manu? They know the done dinik nasim zay absid yosim mashizik. That's not reasonable. So the Rosh says why is the Rabbi Natan say it's not reasonable? If the Nizik will grab thousands of dollars, so we'll bring him to a dentara and we'll say he has to give it back. We'll insist he has to give everything back. you're not done din knosis, but why can't you be done if he walked off with too much money? That we will be done. Some Rishonim say, like the Rabbi Natan, but not for his reason. They say, talk about a short time. Short time only pays me gufo. So that's why. And Tvisa is because Nasi Zadik Vishleach Bezen. So it's considered as if you're collecting the Knas, as if the Knas is being collected Al Pi Bezen. So you can only collect me gufo. You can't collect Min Aliyah. You can't collect anything else. That's the reason why. But if it will be a case of a Kefil Dalava Hay, something else. So maybe there you can be toifus anything. Anytime that you pay Min Aliyah, maybe you can be toifus anything.
Is the reason that Beit Tam argues on the Rosh whether I'm able to be toifus Meikar Din, because of Daraisa, is because he thinks there's no chalos at all to the Knas until actual Amad of Din?
No, I think they both agree to that. Everybody agrees. Everybody holds like that. There's no chiyuv knas until yafilu bebalos is sedei shamayim. I don't think it means that there's no chiyuv knas at all. We discussed the other day on the Miri's kasha. No. What was that? Nechosim ham yuchadim. Nogach vachkach hifkir. Gonna have to go back to that. Okay. The Meiri asked on the Rambam on Yudal on the base, how come the Rambam didn't quote the Maskanas HaGemara that you need Misa Mahamara Bedin the Gemara Din Shavim Keachot? The Rambam only called the Misa Mahamara Bedin, didn't quote Gemara Din, and the Gemara says you need Misa Mahamara Bedin U Gemara Din Shavim Keachot. So Rasul Leitching suggested the Gemara only says it within Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds that the Shor Hefker is not Chayiv Misa. So not only a shohefker shoharag is not chay misa, a shor shal odom shor shal plani shoharag nogach v'kachivkir nogach v'kachidish is also putter. Atchetay misa v'amare b'din shavim keichet. So the Gemara says the Gemara din loy b'inon. You need big Gemara din. Also, Gemara said yeah, Gemara din. But we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda by shor shehemis or shor odom. Shor hefker shoharag we pass on is chay misa. So the only time the Rambam is going to quote this din, Nokach Makachivkir, is going to be by Shoshe Hizik. So the Rambam quotes it, and by Shoshe Hizik, he's not talking about a Chiyav Misa. So Chiyav Misa, you need a Gemar Din. Before a Gemar Din, there's no Chiyav Misa. The Rambam is talking about Knas. Ab Chatzi Nezik, Ab Shortam is Knas. So by Knas, you just need a Hamadah B'din. You need the conclusion of the Hamadah B'din. You need a Gemar Din. But it's not, the Gemara Din is not a separate thing. The Gemara Din is the Gemara of the Hamadah B'din. By Din in the Fashas, the Gemara Din is Mechadish L'chiv. By Knas, Rav Soloveitchik thought the Gemara Din is not Mechadish L'chiv. The Chiv is there all along, but you can only collect the Knas as an Onish. It's only meaningful if it's a self-imposed Onish, then it doesn't make sense. So Bezdin has to paskin first. But it's not that the Bezdin is Mechadish L'chiv. Not like Din and Nefashis. Bezdin is Mechadish L'chiv. The Chiv is there all along. I think they all agree to that. The Chiv Knas is there all along. But it has to be Al Pi Bezdin, otherwise it's not called an Einish. That's why the Rambam left out the term Gemar Din by Knas. Could be that they all agree to that. Rabbi Natan just thinks you have to restrict it a little bit. He holds that it doesn't make sense. He doesn't think that he holds his takana d'abban. Doesn't think that it's based on oven inish din lavshe.
So if really a knas is existent before the basin comes, but you just can't be mechayiv. So what's pshat the madaber modi the knas ve'achak bo edim is still pater? Why? What's pshat that cheap?
We don't accept the kabbalah's edus. We only accept edus if they're telling us something that we didn't know without them. We know this story. The fellow was mighty big knas already. We know the whole story. So the Edom are not telling us anything new. So there's not Shach Kabbalah say this on that. So Rabbi Natan seems to hold that the whole din of Tofas Lemar Kimine Ekilu Chachamim. It sounds like it's a Takana de Rabbanim. And the Rosh seems to hold that it's not a Takana de Rabbanim. It's a real din de Raisa of a din Nizid and Avshay Hechadik Epseide. And this is called Epseide because he has a right to be Taveh. There's less Echisar and Kis, so you don't say Shlichosayu. But it's considered that he has the right to Abed Inish Din Elam Sheh. They're not the same. Seder that you say shlichusayim. Those are the shlichus chisar and kis, and b'makom seder you say shlichusayim. Not the same thing. Yeah. And if he doesn't agree to go to a din Torah Eretz Yisrael, if it's reasonable that he should get, like if a person doesn't want a person refuses to go to a din Torah, so they put him in Nidui, they put him in Shamto. Ubenkach mishamtinale adam salak hazeh can be the Rav Nosson time Nos Naimer minayin she yigad lodim ker Rav Tach Beisho she neemar tamalom alasasim damim viveisecha. Where does it say Lasas and Dama Vaisecha? By the mitzvah of Ma'ake. By the mitzvah of Ma'ake it says, Asisa Ma'ake le Gagecha, Lasas and Dama be Vaisecha. So Rav Nosson is telling us that posik, Lasas and Dama Vaisecha, the essay of Ma'ake, many Rishonim hold that you say Brochen when you make a Ma'ake. It's a question, whether you say Brochen when you put up a Ma'ake. Maybe it's a mitzvah being Adam Lachavera. And the Rambam writes, in the end of Hilchas Brochas, he says that Chachamim were misakan that you should say a bracha on a brichas mitzvah every time there's a mitzvah being on a mamakim. But in Olam Machaverim, Mestamad and Achim also do those. The decencies. What are you going to say? Hashem Shana b'mitzvah, Zavit Zivanu, to pay back the debts. Priyas Balchot mitzvah. The Goyim also pay back the debts. The Goyim also give charity. He said to put on tefillin. The guy don't put on tefillin. The guy don't sit in zilka. They don't shake a lulav. Okay, you don't listen to Gir Shafer. So when we do the mitzvah, we say, Hashem Gereshanu mitzvah, Zavit Zivano. The Jewish people are unique. He gave us these mitzvahs. We're not unique that we pay back the chayvus. We're not unique that we observe mitzvah Shabbaton Mahavera. Everybody does that. Whatever the explanation, the Rambam sounds like he says like that. That you don't say a bracha. The only one misakan a bichas on a mitzvah ben adam lamokim a mitzvah ben adam lachaveh. You don't say a bracha. So it could well be that on makke a bracha is not recited. But if one does recite, if your dog does recite him, it's in the end of chashmish. I think maybe it's the last page in chashmish, but the mitzvah makke, the very end. So if you hold that you do say a bracha, it's only. If you put a makkah, kesivna bayis chodesh, asis a makkah legagech, only if it's a bayis chodesh where there's a beis dira downstairs. What if it's the rooftop of a shul, and the shul, the inside of the shul is not used for personal purposes, inside the shul is used for davening. So you have to put a makkah, but that's not the mitzvah makkah. It's only kisibna bayis chodesh. So you have to put a makkah because of the loyseser. But you don't say a bracha when you're about to avoid violation of a loyseser. When a person wakes up in the morning and he shaves with an electric shaver, he doesn't say a bracha. And when he goes to a kosher restaurant and he eats kosher food, he doesn't say a bracha. That's the rush in the beginning of Ksubas raises the question, why do we say when you get married? So the Masada Kedushin says a bracha. Shekhanashan Mesosa Vitzivano Alho Arroyas. Rabbi Shalom instructed us not to marry our relatives that are prohibited. So what is that bracha on a loisasi? Vasalonis Arusos. What is that bracha on Isurim for? So the rush is led to believe that the Bichas Harrison, he presents Shita's Balayata as Bichas Harrison as a Bichas. A shebach, not a bichas hamitzvah. Bichas hamitzvah, you would say a sheikh sham sasan al kaddish es oisha. Some rishonim say you say that. In addition to the bichas harrison, say the kaddish es oisha. The Ozer Ruh quotes such an opinion, but we don't pass on like that. So the Bali Ataisis and the Rosh is the end of the Bali Ataisis. Bali Ataisis have the opinion that the bichas harrison is not a bichas hamitzvah. So the Rosh argues the point, how can it be a bichas hamitzvah? You don't say a bracha to avoid violation of Aloy Sessus. Even according to those who shown him that when you put a makkah, you do say a bracha. It's only if it's a makkah on Agavi Beis Dira that you use the house downstairs for personal purposes. You have you live in the house. If it's a shul, you don't say a bracha because the putting up of the makkah is only to avoid violation of Aloy Sessus and Damin the Beis Secha. The Pashtus is, that Aloy Sessus and Damin Beis Secha, like Rav Nosson says, it's a general din. You're not allowed to leave anything that's dangerous. around. Sulam ra'ua, kelev ra. You're not allowed to leave anything around. That's dangerous. That's the pashtus and the gemara. There's a mishnah in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. Mishnah says that when it comes to loy sese, we had on tezvav and menalav. When it comes to loy sese, hishvakos v'ishalish l'chol onshim shabbatur. When it comes to averis, so the women have the same din as the men. When it comes to mitzvah saseh, it's not always the case. If it's a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama, so the noshim are pturis. But a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama, noshim are chayov. So the Mishnah gives you an example of a mitzvah saseh, shaloi hazman grama, that women are chayiv. Mishnah gives an example, makeh. Women have the mitzvah makeh because in the mitzvah saseh, Shaloi Azmagrama. So Tosfos asks Akasha over there, why did the Mishnah have to say women have to put a makkah because it's a mitzvah sasei? Shaloi Azmagrama, it's a loy sasei. Lasasm dam and beisecha. You have to put a makkah because we're lasasm dam and beisecha. Why not give a different example of a mitzvah sasei? Shaloi Azmagrama. Makkah is a poor example because they mechuyif to put a makkah because of the loy sasei. So Tosfos has a complicated cheshbon. It's a whole complicated Tosfos. At the end of the first parak in Kedushin, to explain that sometimes there's only an essay, sometimes there is no lois essay. Tosfos gives a whole answer. So the Ramban over there gives a different answer. He quotes Tosfos Kasha, and he gives a different answer, which seems to be contradicted from this Gemara. He says, sometimes you have a lois essay, but the lois essay is only to be mechazik the essay. The Torah has the mitzvah yasisa maka l'gagecha, and then it adds on v'lasas m'dam n'mevesecha. If you didn't put up a maka, not only are you mevatel mitzvah sese, you're alay sese also v'lasas m'dam n'mevesecha. But the lav is only to be mechazek the essay. So if the women would have been potter from the mitzvah sese, then they would have been potter from the loy sese also. The l'sese doesn't exist independently. The l'sese v'lasas m'dam n'mevesecha is only to be mechazek the essay. So that's a pella. How can you say that? Kelev rab b'toch beiso, sulam aru b'toch beiso. There is no essay of a sisa maka l'gagecha. It's only a lois essay. This Gemara seems to contradict that Ramban. Pashtus and the Gemara is. L'sas and dama v'secha is in all cases. Whenever there's any suffix sakana, you're not allowed to leave it around like that. L'sas and dama v'secha. Yes?
There's more than that. Well, there shouldn't time in the crop. Who decides which lo sasei is coming to me? Mechazik and I say, it's lo sasei and shang. How do I know it applies to me?
Well, it's right next. It says, Zismak al gach la sasin dam avesecha. That's how the pasuk reads. Rabban says, the pasuk has la sasin dam avesecha, and the same pasuk will be a sisa maka le gagecha. So he says, this lo sasei is only to be mechazik the yasei. That's how Rab Chaim explains the. There's a Mishnah Chagiga, that the first Mishnah Chagiga, then a Pesach Shavu Sukkah is a mitzvah b'aliyah l'regel, and when you come to be on the regel, you have to bring an oilus riyah. You have to bring oilus riyah, shalom chagiga, shalom simcha, but the first Mishnah concentrates on the oilus riyah. So if a person enters the Azara, and he didn't bring an oilus riyah, so he violates a lois essay. Lo yiro fanai rekam. Loyropan Ayrekam means if he comes to the Azor empty-handed, he didn't bring an oil asriya, so he violates the loises. So the Rambam writes, but if he came into the Azor and he didn't bring an oil asriya, ain't a loike, because it's a lab shein bo mais. So the Shagazari has a sefer on Chagiga that's called the Turi Eden. So he says, why is it a lab shein bo mais? If the coin walks into the cemetery, walking in is called a la'ein bar ma'isa. Nazir walks into a cemetery. We give him malchus. Walking into a cemetery is a lab she'esh bar ma'isa. So walking into the Azara is a lab she'esh bar ma'isa. If he wouldn't walk into the Azara, he didn't violate la'iro fanai reikam. He just was mabatul the mitzvah. Shalosh pamim shana yira goes l'chorcha. He's supposed to visit the Azara. If you don't come to the Azara, so you're mabatul the essay. But if you come to the Azara and you didn't bring the odas riyah, then you violate la'iro fanai reikam. So you only violate it if you come into the Azor. So why isn't walking in, why isn't that considered lav she'esh bo mais? That's the Shagasari's kasha against the Rambam. So the years ago they printed Rab Chaim's notebook. Chaim used to write down, he had a diary every day. Instead of writing down what's happening in the world, he wrote down the chidushim that he was mechadesh that day. So years ago they printed that notebook. So this is one of the things that they have in that notebook. I remember Rav Soloveitchik said this one over. Rav Chaim said that the lav of Leiro Fanei Rekam is like this Ramban, is just to be mechazik the essay. There's an essay, you should visit the Azorah and bring an Oilas Riyah. And if you visit and you didn't bring the Oilas Riyah, the Rambam says you're not mekayim the essay. It's not that you're mekayim the essay, but by just walking into the Azorah. The Rambam says if you walked into the Azorah and you didn't bring an Oilas Riyah, not only have you not fulfilled the essay, you're not mekayim the essay, you're over the Lois essay also, over the assessment. Of Leirov van Eirekam. Rab Chaim thought that the love of Leirov van Eirekam is just to be mechazik the essay. So that's called, by definition, it's a love shem b'maisa. He didn't fulfill the essay.
Can you also say that, like, for the example of the coin going to the graveyard, he's actively becoming tummy. The actual isser is the walking into the graveyard, whereas going to the Beis HaMikdash, the isser isn't walking into the Beis HaMikdash, it's the lack of bringing the korban with you.
So by definition. So by definition, it's a lav shein b'maisa. He did a maisa.
Something with even without the like distinction of whether it's like a lav that's coming to add something else. It's like they are different by nature. One's the isser is actually walking. One the isser is not bringing the korban when you walk in.
Correct. Exactly. That's it. That's what Rav Chaim said. He said it better than me. Good. Anyway, so this Ramban is problematic. What do you say? Could be. Talmud Leimar La Sazen Damer Veisecha. I don't know. Shenemar. I think when it says Shenemar, it means it's only the Rabbanan. How does it have in Pesachim? I think Shenemar is a technical term here. What does it have? Chemtzel Shalakim Shachava Olav HaPesach. Mishum Shenema. When it says Mishum Shenema, it means it's only the Rabbanan. Shenema means that it's the Raisa. It says Mishum Shenema, then it's only the Rabbanan. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the Rambam will say that this Gemara is only an Asmacht.
Oh, but Rabbanan uses this Gemara later on in the Masechta to teach that it's English Shmira El of the Sakin. It's a
Din de Raisa. Yeah. Pashta says that it's a Din de Raisa. Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you what, we left out a whole piece of Gemara here. What did we leave out again? We didn't do from Yud Gimel and Beis, the second half of Yud Gimel and Beis, till the top line, and Yud Daven and Beis. And maybe temporarily, maybe we'll skip another daf Gemara, we'll have a break. This is a hard daf. Maybe we'll learn an easy daf Gemara, Tezayin and Beis, the last Mishnah in the first parak. It's a chazara. We learned it already. Let's see. Ma ben tam lemuad. What are the differences between lemuad? No, atam shalom chatzin nezik miguf and muad shalom nezik shalom man aliyah. Fine. Everybody knows that. Gemara says my aliyah. How do you translate the word aliyah? Aliyah usually means the attic. What do you mean? He pays the money from the attic. I stuff the money in my mattress. I don't put the money in the attic. Well, why men aliyah? Gemara says, "My aliyah, Amar Ablaze bin Meula shed bin Echasav, Meitav, Chen Omer." That the word aliyah means Meitav Meula. Chen Omer and Dibra Yomim, Vayishkel Chizkiyo im Avoysav. Chizkiyo Hamelach died. Vayikberu b'Maalei Kibrei Bnei David. What do you mean b'Maalei? And the higher elevated, what the cemetery and an elevated area and a low area. No, the Amar Abla is a b'maile. It's a, what does it mean b'maale? It's a mu'ulim shebim mishpacha. Manina David Shlomo in the chashiva place. Maale means in the chashiva place. Here also aliyah means mu'ulim shebim chashiva. You have to pay meita. Fine. Vayik beruhu b'kivroisav ashekor lo b'yir David. This is about Chizkiyahu. Vayikberuhu b'kivroisav Ashakara love the David. Vayashkivu bimishka vashemile bisamim vizanim. Oh no. Vayashkivu Rashi said this is not Chizkiyahu, this is Asam el Yehuda. So what does it mean? They buried him bimishka vashemile bisamim vizanim. When a dead body decomposes and it has a terrible smell. So they put in bisamim, so they, by the time they're going to bury him, there's a din, you're supposed to bury the person the same day. The original pasuk talks about harugi bezin. There is no pasuk that says that the mitzvah kura by normal person who dies at the age of 120. But the Gemara learns it out from the kefaloshin kavatik berenu. The kefaloshin said not only by harugi bezin is a special din. You have to bury him in a special cemetery. But even by a normal person that dies a normal death, also there's a mitzvah kvur. It's a machlokes, and the Lechem Mishnah points out, it seems to be a machlokes in Sanhedrin, whether the kvura by normal mace is deraisa derabon. There seems to be one Tana who's of the opinion that kvura is only the mitzvah kvur is only deraisa by harugi bezin. And by a normal mace, the whole mitzvah kvur is only derabon. But the Rambam does not paskin like that. Raman Paskin like the opinion that Kvura Kovatik Berenu, that's a machlegs, whether Dibra Torah Kedushan Beyadim or Lod Dibra Torah Kedushan Beyadim. Whenever you have the Shonas Kfulim, they feel compelled to say a drosha Kovatik Berenu or not. So we Paskin like Rabbi Akiva, machlegs Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So we Paskin Lod Dibra Torah Kedushan Beyadim. So whenever you have the Shonas Kfulim, you darshan something. So we darshan over here Kovatik Berenu. Even by a normal mace, not only by harugi bezin, even by a normal mace. So there is a mitzvah to bury on the same day, unless mishum kavod hamace. Heilinei lechvodo, then the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that it's permissible. You're not over on halonas hamace. What's heilinei lechvodo? So they want to wait till all the children come. The children live in Arba Campus Arts. So they want the children to attend the funeral. It won't look nice if the children don't attend the parents' funeral. So you have to give it a chance. So when the Melech used to die, Rabbi Yudah Nasi died, so they took the Oren from location to location to location. Every other day they had another hesped scheduled in different big cities. What about the mitzvah of Halonis HaMeis, Kavadik Beramayim? That was Lechavodah. So they probably did the same over here by Yossi HaMelech when he died. So they also scheduled what they do over here. President Bush died, so they didn't bury him till a few days later. Why? Because you have to have him and the people have to come visit by the Umas Olam. That's a big thing. They come visit. And then they said, Hespedim. Okay. So it's going to be a few days, and they didn't have any refrigeration in the days of the Gemara. So the body's going to decompose days of the Tanakh before the days of the Gemara. So they put in Bisamim Vizanim. That the body is going to decompose, going to smell awful, so the people shouldn't smell the bad reach of the body. Might be some of his anim. Rab Lezer Rama, zayni zayni. What is zayni zayni? Mine mine psamim habe. Because the word liminehu, it says in Targum Onkelos, liznoyi. So psamim, when it says in Dibra Yom, psamim vizanim, what it means, psamim minim shonim. Different types of psamim. And Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Yomar B'Sam Shikol Amirech Ben Boli Dezima. Some there are some aromas that just arouse the drive in a man to be with a woman. So they put in B'Samim that just make you crazy. Kol Amirech Ben Boli Dezima. Fine. Okay. Kikoru Shulchan Lachdei Pachim Tomlo Liragli. Yirmiyahu Navi says. The Balabatim give me such a hard time. It's terrible. The Tzipa give me a hard time. What did they do? Fachim tomnu liragli. What trap did they? Koroshuchol alachdeni. They dug a trap, and they're trying to get me. What are they trying to get him? So this is quite a few years after Yirmi Hanavi died. So they're trying to reconstruct what happened. So Ablazar Amshe Chashdu Mizayna, and he was a kohen. Yirmi Hanavi was a kohen from Anasos. That's what Tosis points out. Yirmi kohen hoyla, v'zayin asur l'kohen. So they were choshed him. They were saying that he violated the isa zayin l'kohen. And Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says shechashdu mi'eshes ish. Worse, eshes ish is worse. Shleiman Mandam Shachas Dum Zayna Handach Siv Kishuch Hamuka Zayna. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. You have to do with a Zayna. That's a Shuch Hamuka. That's a terrible ditch. Here it says, Yirmiyahu Navi says Kikor Shuch Olalach Daini. So, based on the pasuk in Mishlei, Mishlei was written by Shleiman Hamelach years before. So they already had Mishlei. So that's why he uses such expression. Shulcha is a reference to the Shulcha Amuka is the Zayna. Why does he use that expression? And for the Gemara, it's also a Zayna. When the Pasuk in Mishlei says Kishulcha Amuka Zayna, doesn't only go on a single Zayna. An Eishesish is for sure considered a Zayna. Fine. It's called a tzosam alai lamavis. They try to kill me. One is oivan eshesish is chayiv misa. Rashi writes, eshesish is bechayiv misa. Avol bezayna pnuya leka misa. There's malchus. If the kaid is baal azayna, there's going to be malchus. But what does he say? Yirmi anavi complains. Atasham yadaito. It's called a tzosam alai lamavis. They want to give me the death penalty. Eleman daman shechashdu mizayna my lamavis. And for the Gemara, she shlichu lebe'er tit. Yeah, they put him in an underground dungeon. They almost killed him. Yirmiyahu Anavi. Vayadu Evanbi. I remember one summer I was in Eretz Yisrael, one of the first times I went for NCSY. NCSY was still in Efrat at that time. The summer program. So my next door neighbor was a Rabbi Shurin, Rabbi Yisrael Shurin. He was married to the daughter of Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky. I think they both passed away, right, a long time ago. So he's a very friendly person. So he Chacham Avadia Yosef was still alive at that time. This was 20 years ago. Maybe over 20 years ago. And so Chacham used to give a public shiur every Matzoi Shabbos. He used to express his opinion on all kinds of things. It used to be, I think, on the radio. So I never listened. But so apparently it was Tisha B'Av time, around Tisha B'Av time. So people were talking about the Shoah. So he made a comment. How do you understand how come so many tzaddikim were killed in the Shoah? What were they? What were they guilty of? So Chacham Avadia said that we don't understand. So apparently they quote that he said that sometimes a person is a Gilgal of an neshama. So the person right now is a tzaddik, but he's a Gilgal of an neshama that did an avera the first time the person was in the world, so that he suffers the second time because he's a Gilgal of an neshama. So he said all the 6 million Jews were Gilgulim of Neshamas, apparently that had sinned before. So whatever he says, they attack him. So they attack him in the newspapers. Only because he's a Sephardi and none of his relatives suffered in the Shoah, that's why he said such a thing. If he would have been an Ashkenazi and his relatives would have suffered, wouldn't have said it. Why not? I don't understand what I have to do. Sephardi, Ashkenazi, I don't know. So my next door neighbor had a book, I think it's by Agnon. I think it's a book by Agnon that's called Sefer Sipur and Sofer, something like that. It's a collection of Believe It or Nots. He gives you chapter and verse. He quotes from different books. So he quotes a story from a Sefer Shalos HaTshuvos that there was a yeshiva, a young man was successful learning in yeshiva, and he married a nice girl. And then there weren't yeshivas all over years ago. So he married the girl, and he would sit in the girl's parents' home, and he would learn all day long. So he would learn by the window, and everybody would pass by in the street. They would all say hello to him. Everybody loved him. He wouldn't harm a fly. Everybody loved him. So one fine day, they announced that the king, or the governor, whatever, I think the king is going to pass through the city, so everybody should have to clean the streets. Fine. Then they sent the special guards, special police, to stand on the rooftops to protect the king, that no one should harm the king. So as the procession was going through the city, So someone attempted to throw a big boulder on the king to kill him. He was going in an open chariot or something. And the attempt failed. The king was not harmed. But the police were watching all over. They couldn't figure out who did it. So the only one that, by process of elimination, the only one who was shaykh was this yeshiva guy who was sitting by the window and he was learning when the king passed by. So he was the only one that it could be. So they arrested him. So the Balabatan came to the rabbi and they said, "Rabbi, speak to the government. Tell him that he's innocent. He's a holy tzaddik." So he said, "Dinan machus din. I'm not going to say anything." So then they have a whole trial and they're going to convict him. So they say, "Speak to the government. Speak to the judge. No, dinan machus din. They should do whatever they want." Then they're holding, they give him the death penalty. They're going to give him the death penalty. So they tell the rabbi, "Speak to save his life." So, "No, dinan machus din." They thought the rabbi was crazy. So they put him to death. He was clearly innocent. He was clearly innocent. Put him to death. Then the Balabatim are very angry at the rabbi. So the Chevek Kaddishi came. They wrapped up the body. Okay, and they were carrying him on an aron, on a mita. And then the minig used to be that they would stop in front of the shul and say, "Hesped," then go on to the cemetery. So they stopped in front of the shul. And the rabbi delivered his hesped. And then he turns to the mace and he says, "Okay, get up and tell the people your story." So the dead body gets up. This is in a Sefer Shalos HaTshuvos. Hagnon tells you where he's quoting it from. The dead body gets up and he says, it says in Eicha, Vayadu Evenbi, Yirmi Anavi wrote Eicha, they threw it into a dungeon, I think below the ground. I think they know where it is, the dungeon in the old city in Yerushalayim. They have a location where there's a dungeon under the ground. They think that's the place where they imprisoned Yirmi HaNavi. And so the dead body gets up and he said, "I was the first one who threw a stone at Yirmi HaNavi. I already came back as a gilgul 17 times in order to get a kapara for throwing the stone at Yirmi HaNavi, and I never got the kapara. So I'm happy now, at least now. I didn't do this. I'm not the one who threw the stone at the boulder at the king. But I was the first one who threw this stone by Yadu Evenbi on Yirmi HaNavi, so I'm happy that I don't have to come back again as a gilgul." So then he laid down on a mita, and then the rabbi said, "Take him to the cemetery." So they have this story. Anyway, this is Yirmi HaNavi. This is Yirmi HaNavi. So he says, they put him in a lamavis. What's lamavis if he's balas? And the answer is, because they put him in an underground dungeon, and he was probably going to, if they wouldn't take care of him, he would have died over there. It's probably quicksand. He can sink in. He's so angry at the Jewish people that they mistreated him so much. He says, what? You should punish them. What did he ask for? These people are so miserable. These Jewish people, they gave me such a hard time in Yerushalayim. I feel a b'shoshoshmitzdoka. See to it that they shouldn't get a schus. You see from the Gemara that if you give charity to a faker, he's not really an ani, so you don't get any reward. You thought you were doing a mitzvah? Sounds from the Gemara that you don't get any reward. Maybe it means you don't get as much reward as you would have gotten if it would have been authentic. Maybe you do get a little reward. I don't know. That's the question. Yosef HaTzadik says in Parsha, "Atem chashavtem l'ra, lakim chashava l'toiva." That the brothers don't deserve a punishment because it was all min hashamayim. Atem chashavtem l'ra, lakim chashava l'toiva. So all the mefarshim are bothered with the kasha that there's a pasuk in Parshas Matos that says if the wife took a neder or a shvua, the husband has the ability to be made for the neder or the shvua. And if he's made for the neder, then it says Hashem yislach lo. What do you mean Hashem yislach lo? If the husband was made for the neder, so there's no neder. So what does he need a slicha for? So the Mishnah says in Nazir, the case, Chumash is talking about a case Husband was made for the neder. We paskan hafar is only matter the neder mikadal haba. When you have a heter chacham, chacham makar neder meikore. But when the baal is made for, it's only made for mikadal haba. So the husband was made for the neder. The wife didn't know about it, the fact that the husband was made for the neder, and she thought that she's violating the isa neder. So she needs a kapara. Since she thought she's doing Aveira, even at Lamaisa, it wasn't an Aveira, it was Be'at Gomer, but she needs a Kapur. So that's what the Mefarsh Malchumish are bothered with. Why does Yosef say, Atem Chashabtem Lura Lakim Chashoba? The Torah said, there's no problem. What do you mean there's no problem? But they meant Lura. The brothers meant Lura. So one who thought that he's doing an Aveira, they didn't realize that everything was rigged. Min Hashemayim, they want Yosef to go down to Mitzrayim, to start the Golus Mitzrayim. They didn't realize that. They thought that they had Bechira Chavshus. They didn't have. But because of the fact that they intended to do evil to him, so why don't they deserve to be punished for that? Yesus Hanzef, he says that they're not going to be punished at all. So some suggest that there's a fundamental difference between Aver Ben Adam Lamachem and Ben Adam Machaver. One who violates a neder of a shvuah, that's Ben Adam Lamachem. So there, the main thing is the machshava. If the person thought that he's doing an Avera, so then he needs a kapara. But if it's Ben Adam Lachavero, if at the end of the day nothing bad turned out, everything turned out. Atem chashabtam alakim chashava l'toiva. Everything turned out l'toiva. So then they don't need kapara. So it could be over here also, the schar. You only get schar for giving tzedakah if lemaisa you gave chishu lasis mitzvah v'nenas v'loy asa malal akas akilav asa. The person intended to do a mitzvah, then an oinus came up and he wasn't able to. He gets reward kilav asa. Maybe that's only a mitzvah shebin adam lamakim. Maybe a mitzvah shebin adam lachaver. It all depends lemaisa. Was there, did someone gain something or not? There's a tosefta like that if a person has a hole in his pocket and he drops some money in the street and a poor man happens to pick it up, he didn't even intend to give tzedakah. He dropped it from his pocket and the poor man picks it up. So you get reward for the fact that the oni was misparnis. Why? You see, learn that out from the mitzvah of shikha. It's not exactly the same as shikha. Shikha means I forgot and then I realized that I forgot it. It says, L'sashab l'kachta, don't take it, leave it for the anim. So that's a conscious decision that the person makes to leave the shikha. But the tasefta learns out from shikha that even if the person never finds out that he lost the money because he has a hole in his pocket and then he found it, so he gets the schar. So that's what the klichemda has a long arichas on the pasuk, atem chashabtam lo al kim chashava l'tayva. This fundamental difference between Ben Adam Lamach and Ben Adam Machaveh. So it could be that that's what it means here. That when it comes to tzedakah, it's a mitzvah Ben Adam Machaveh. So if it turns out that they're fakers, the Anashim Sheinim who got him, they're not really Anim, so then there's no mitzvah at all. And you don't even get tzchah because Chishuv Lasis mitzvah, Menanas Vulasa, you don't even get any tzchah. Could be. So Yirmiyah was so angry at the Bnei Yisrael, said even if they try to do a mitzvah, he asked the Rebbe Shlom, see to it that the mitzvah shouldn't count. They shouldn't get reward for anything that they do. They don't deserve any reward for anything because they gave him such a hard time. The Baal HaBatim have to do their mitzvah. The Baal HaBatim's mitzvah is to give the rabbi a hard time. The rabbi's mitzvah is to give musah to the Baal HaBatim. The Baal HaBatim have to do their mitzvah to give the rabbi a hard time. Okay. What does it say? V'kovod asa lo b'mosa. This is about Chizkiyah. This is about Chizkiyah Mela. When Chizkiyah died, they gave him some unusual kovod. Malam shoshiva yeshiva al kivroi. What do you mean al kivroi? They dedicated the learning in his honor. That's where it comes from. That you dedicate learning in honor of an iftar, in honor of a live person. That's a way to be mechabit people. And kovod al atarvah. Shenema, v'kovet chachamim yinchol, a pasuk in a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, I think. And kovet ala Torah shenema, v'kovet chachamim yinchol. So here they say the word kovet, also love of Moshe, the word kovet means to. Yeah, the Mefarsh Me'ez Kakasha that it says when Yaakov Avinu is about to leave to go back to Eretz Yisrael, tells his wives that their father, Lavan, cheated him. and he hechlev his maskuti aseres monim, and he says Hakadosh Baruch Hu asali yaskal hakaved hazeh, kol hakaved hazeh. So the Medrash says ain't kaved ala mamon on that pasuk, and then the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says ain't kaved ala Torah shenemar v'kaved chachamim min cholos. So which is it? Is kaved mamon or kaved is learning? So they quote from the Vilna Gaon that the word kaved is sometimes spelled molevav, sometimes spelled chasavav. So the kaved chachamim min cholos, that pasuk initially is molevav. That's the full kaved. Also, the eskala kaved hazeh and kaved ala mamon. That's kaved chaser. It's also kaved, but that's a kaved chaser. So over here, the Gemara says kaved also the mamon of shiva shiva al kivra. What do you mean al kivroi? Why did they choose to be mcha? If it's a person that had no shaykes with learning, so you're not playing balabosta. He wasn't. He didn't attend the shiur or anything. It doesn't make sense. But Tosfos says, I believe he should hear b'tor b'Yisrael. He saw to it that everybody learned. Shabbat k'midon v'ad b'er-sheva v'lamatzu ish v'ish atinik v'tinik shalai became a tumah v'tara. Wow. So therefore, that's the Talmud Chacham, one who is marbitz Torah b'Yisrael, one who saw to it that everybody should learn. So the way to be mechaber him is by giving a shir in his memory. Then Tyson says it can't be al-kivroi. They didn't have the people learning al-kivroi. It has to be b'richud dalad amas. Otherwise it's loig l'rosh. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Not allowed to learn in the presence of the mace, because log the rosh chayev if I say. So if you dalar amis away, then it's not allowed to daven either within dalar amis to a mace. A lot of people don't know that. They go to the cemetery and they offer tefillahs in between the graves. You have to be marchik dalar amis away. What right did he have? He forced everybody to learn. He's gemel first everybody to learn. Dobot k'midon ba be'er-sheva v'lamotz ish v'yisha tinek v'tenek shaloi became a tumah v'tar. What right did he have to force everybody to learn? They're not mechuyev. The women, the children, everybody has to learn. So the Netziv has a long arichas on this in his hakdama to the shiltus that calls the kidmas ha'emek. So he has a long arichas where he points out that all wars in the world are because of bittul Torah by the Jewish people. So if we're not learning, that's what the Goyim claim. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says like that. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world. So the Vietnamese war, the Korean war, and all every war in the world is our fault. So the Boshel makes a war because we should be Eisik and Mechamta Shalter. If we're not Eisik and Mechamta Shalter, so the Boshel is going to punish us. So he makes a war in Vietnam. He makes a war in Korea. We should get the hint. If we don't get the hint, he brings the war closer to us. If we still don't get the hint, then he makes the war by us in Eretz Yisrael. But the Mishnah has in Pirkei Avos that all the Muhammads are because of Bittul Torah, because we're supposed to have Muhammad Shal Torah. So because he was afraid of attack of the enemy, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, so he insisted everybody has to learn Torah. That's for national security. For national security, you can do whatever is necessary. So he forced everybody to learn Torah. But it wasn't he forced them all to learn Dinin Tumah V'Tareh, that you should all be Tamir Chacham. They're not mechuyev to become Tamir Chacham, but if it's for security, it's national for security, then you have a right to it. That'd be Kiddush. Okay, I apologize, I gotta go. There's a function in the OU today, so I have to go. Maybe we'll finish the Perek, and then we'll see if we should go back to the Gemara that we left, or we should start Chazara. Okay, we'll figure something out. Okay.